Nurses at Mission Hospital have been calling out dangerous levels of staffing shortages since HCA purchased Mission Health System in 2019. Mission says there's a nationwide nursing shortage. BPR dug into both sides. Lori Hedrick has been a nurse at Mission Hospital since 2014. In October, Hedrick posted a photo of a bed covered in assignment despite objection forms.
Which basically means I'm accepting this assignment, but it is unsafe. And what the nurse has to do that's filling out the form is to a supervisor or manager verbally object to the assignment.
Hedrick says the about 40 forms in the photo were a few months' worth from one unit. She has the forms because of her position on the union's professional practice committee. National Nurses United can't share details of the forms with BPR because of federal regulations. The union claims from September to mid-November, nurses at Mission filed 103 ADO forms, all related to short staffing.
I can't tell you how many times I've had nurses tell me that they've got a patient that didn't eat their breakfast because there was no one available to feed the patient. And along with that, there's the whole problem of patients who are incontinent, and there's nothing pretty about this.
In response, Mission points to a recent report from nonprofit LeapFrog, which gave them a 100% score on nurse staffing. The scores are based on voluntary surveys that are then verified by LeapFrog and federal data. Erica Mobley is vice president at LeapFrog. She explains the nursing employee score is not based on patient-to-nurse ratios. Instead, it's based on the nursing qualifications of leadership in the hospital and on training provided to staff.
For example, is there a nursing leader in the C-suite, which signifies that the hospital has really placed a priority on nursing?
Overall, Mobley says that there isn't good federal data on what patient-nurse ratios are or should be. Mission Health would not confirm its patient-to-nurse staffing ratios. Hannah Drummond, chief nurse representative at Mission Hospital, says Mission agreed to safe staffing ratios for all different wards in their union contract.
It's different for every floor across the hospital, but the general rule is on a med-surg floor, 5 patients per nurse. On step-down floors, 3 to 4 patients per nurse, depending on the area that they're in. ICUs, it's 2-to-1, sometimes 1-to-1.
But she claims those grids aren't being upheld during day-to-day operations.
I have a friend who works on the trauma floor, and they've been taking 7 patients regularly at night. You know, the grid that trauma care has says that they should have no more than 5.
These unsafe conditions are why nurses file ADO forms, says Drummond. Mission told BPR in December that the staffing forms, such as ADOs, are reviewed by the Advisory Staffing Committee. Official complaints about Mission have also been filed, with both the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, which found no rule violations, and with the State Department of Labor, where an investigation is still ongoing. For Lori Hedrick, short staffing and the nursing shortage are related, but not in the way you might think.
When nurses cannot provide quality care to their patients, they want to get out of nursing because it's demoralizing to us as well as the patients.
The National Nurses United Union is currently working on a federal bill for safe staffing ratios. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.